I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 10th. The former director of elder services for Quincy has pleaded guilty to federal charges accusing him of misusing thousands of dollars of public funds. 61-year-old Thomas Clasby of Fitchburg pleaded guilty yesterday to embezzlement, mail and wire fraud, and interstate transportation of stolen property. Clasby served as the department's director for 25 years, dating to 1999. Since 2019, he made personal expenses through the city, including almost $9,000 to book a music studio where he recorded himself singing, $2,200 that bought 153 pounds of bourbon steak tips, $4,800 towards a Toyota Prius, and over $1,600 for a framed self-portrait. He also allegedly won a consultant friend in New York a $38,000 contract, though it didn't pay for goods or services received by the city. Instead, prosecutors say the city's checks were cashed, that money handed back to Clasby at a Framingham rest stop, a ferry terminal in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and at the Friends apartment in New York. Additionally, Clasby stole most of the cash receipts the department generated starting in June of 2021. The charges carry penalties of 10 to 20 years in prison and over $500,000 in fines. Clasby will be sentenced on June 17th. He was removed from his job in May of 2024, weeks after being placed on paid administrative leave. Mayor Thomas Koch citing serious financial irregularities that were being investigated despite attempts to fraudulently obfuscate transactions. Well, the new Quincy Public Safety Complex is now fully operational. This past weekend, the police department completed their move from the old station to the new facility on C Street. Mayor Thomas Koch welcomed officers to the new station yesterday. The $175 million, 122,000 square foot complex features a state-of-the-art communications center, a full gym, a gun range, and community spaces. The new facility will also be home to the Fire Department Administration and the Emergency Management Department. Construction on the new complex began in August of 2021. It was initially expected to open in 2023, but experienced several delays. The new building replaces the 1925 police station, which will be demolished to make way for a park dedicated to first responders. A public grand opening ceremony for the new complex will be held later in the spring. A community meeting will be held next week regarding the future of the former Eastern Nazarene College property in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says the meeting will be held March 18th at 6:30 at Central Middle School. Koch says residents can break off into working groups to share ideas, raise concerns, and ask questions. During his State of the City address recently, Koch said he wants the city to purchase the property in order to control its future. He has said he envisions some 55 and older housing on the site, but also said Quincy College could use the gym, playing fields, and library. ENC alum Graham Crane had intended to purchase the property and develop 600 units of housing, which Koch said was totally inappropriate for the neighborhood. Crane backed out of the deal, and ENC said the property is back on the market. Koch says school officials are aware of the city's interest in buying the property. He says he will have an independent assessment of the property completed. The city assesses the property at over $55 million. ENC closed last year after over 100 years in Quincy. A judge has denied a motion filed by attorneys for former Stoughton police officer Matthew Farwell, seeking to have the charges against their clients in connection with the Sandra Birchmore case thrown out. Farwell's legal team had filed a motion to dismiss October's indictment, which charges him not only with killing Birchmore, but with violating a federal law protecting unborn children by causing the death of the child that Birchmore was pregnant with when she was killed. At a hearing last week, Farwell's lawyers argued that the indictment lacked details needed for them to adequately prepare for the defense. The charge Farwell faces involves the accusation that he killed Birchmore to prevent her from reporting his other alleged crimes. But the defense said the case fails to establish federal jurisdiction because at no point do they identify what federal offense may have been committed or who Birchmore might have attempted to communicate with to report any crime. But in a ruling yesterday, the judge denied Farwell's motion to dismiss the indictment. The judge says the indictment did state a federal offense and did include sufficient facts to provide Farwell with details about who Birchmore might have told about federal crimes that he allegedly had committed. Farwell's trial is scheduled for October. A motions hearing in the case is scheduled for this Thursday at 2 p.m. in federal court. Well, Stacy Sherwork of Hingham finally arrived home yesterday after being stuck in the Middle East for 10 days. Sherwork was welcomed home with balloons and said being home felt surreal and that she's still shaking at times from the ordeal. Sherwork and her son were stranded in Doha, Qatar on a stopover when the airspace was shut down due to the U.S. strikes on Iran. After several days without help from the State Department, the two made a dangerous road trip with a private security company to the border of Saudi Arabia. However, once they arrived at the airport, their flight out was canceled. Sherwork said they went to a hotel in Riyadh where randomly they met U.S. embassy staff from Bahrain who offered to help them get on a plane to the U.S. They flew to D.C. and then to Boston. Sherwork said she is grateful to all the people who were supportive and tried to help, but she's still angry that the U.S. had no plan ahead of time to help Americans leave the Middle East after the U.S. bombed Iran. From filling up at the gas pump or home heating, impacts from rising oil prices are being felt across New England as fear that the U.S. and Israel's war on Iran will drag on pushed benchmark oil prices above $100 a barrel for the first time since 2022 yesterday. Gas prices in Massachusetts have skyrocketed 40 cents in just the last week, according to AAA. Last Monday, March 2nd, the average price for regular gasoline in Massachusetts was $2.91 a gallon. Just 7 days later, AAA Northeast says it's now $3.31 a gallon, a huge increase of 40 cents. In a typical week, gas prices fluctuate just a few cents up or down. The national average yesterday was $3.48 a gallon. The rising fuel costs are also affecting households. Beyond the road, home heating oil prices are surging as well. The spike follows a brutal winter that drove up demand as residents relied heavily on home heating oil to stay warm. City crews were at work in South Boston last night, clearing the way for Sunday's St. Patrick's Day parade. Up to a million people celebrate in the neighborhood each year, and after the state was slammed by snow in recent weeks, city leaders want to maximize accessibility along the reversed route from Andrew Square to A Street and West Broadway. But Boston isn't the only place that does it big for St. Patrick's Day. Scituate is proudly known as the most Irish town in America, and the coastal community, along with Abington, are among those that have been forced to postpone their festivities. Scituate crews have been busy clearing branches and debris to even think about parade prep. Instead, they will step off on the afternoon of April 12th. They've done it before, back when the region was buried by snow in 2015. The change shaped up to be a big hit, and they're hopeful for a repeat next month. Southeast Parade starts this Sunday at 11:30. Scituate's is now scheduled for April 12th at 1 o'clock. Abington's parade is also scheduled for April 12th. Well, a big change is underway for how the state tracks people using the Easy Pass program in Massachusetts. Since the state fully switched to all electronic tolling about a decade ago, drivers have been using plastic transponders attached to their windshields to pay their tolls. But as Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver said at a MassDOT Board of Directors meeting last week, those are being phased out. Drivers who currently use a transponder don't need to do anything, but anyone who opens a new EasyPass account or is looking to replace a broken transponder will instead get a free windshield sticker, which has a radio frequency identification technology embedded into the paper. The sticker is much smaller than the transponder and doesn't require batteries. The new stickers began rolling out on March 1st in coordination with other states. New Jersey transportation officials said this week they plan to start testing the stickers in May. The switch is all about saving money. It costs just over $7 to make the hard plastic transponders. The sticker tags only cost 37 cents to make, saving the state about $1.38 million a year. Additionally, drivers won't have to pay a $20 replacement fee for a transponder anymore. Francis Leverone turns 79 years old next month, but the Raynham man almost died during a fiery crash in Easton over a week ago. He credits a brave police officer and witness, including a pair of brothers who worked together to get him out of his pickup truck. Leverone said he was driving towards his home at 2 a.m. on February 27th after working a late shift at a Brackton restaurant. He saw a car off to the side of the road, and it was dark outside. Leverone said he didn't fall asleep. He crashed his pickup truck into the back of a dump truck, which was abandoned by the side of the road. He called 911. Easton police responded and found Leverone trapped in the cab. An officer broke the window to gain access. To make matters worse, another car slammed into the back of his truck, setting both on fire. Leverone's now rehabbing in Braintree, trying to get strong enough to go home. The Navy veteran has been receiving medical care for 10 days. He's on the road to recovery from a dislocated hip, a broken wrist, and cuts to his face. Reminder, the Quincy Police Department provides certified child passenger safety technician assistance every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. Car seat installations and inspections are provided at no cost to the public. Just drive to the front of the new police station and ask an officer inside for a car seat installation technician. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded. The Dow was up 239 points. The NASDAQ rose 308. The S&P added 55. Asian shares also rebounded from their sharp declines a day before as global investors wagered that the war with Iran may not last too long. The dollar rose. The euro was flat. Oil just about $89 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins will host L.A. tonight at 7, and the Celtics are at the Spurs tonight at 8. Forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, could be record-breaking warmth, the forecast high of 72 degrees. Cloudy tonight and a low 40. Scattered showers around tomorrow with a high of 50. Thursday, some morning showers at a high 60, and scattered showers Friday, high 45. For the boater, waves about a foot, southwesterly winds at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 5:22 p.m. Sunrise 7:04, sets at 6:44. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, March 10th.